The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
1, 2, 3.
Waking you up with news, traffic, weather, and fun. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Get up! Get your stuff together! Put down that funky soul.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Crew. September 12th, episode 1741. And of course, you know what today is? My favorite day of the week. It's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Never, never do.
Man, this weekend can't be any wilder than last weekend.
No, it's probably true.
We actually did a football game that almost went into the next morning. So
it was like doing 2-1, really.
Yeah. Stewart's Creek's at Rockville tonight. We'll have the game on WGNS and Big G TV. Pregame starts at 6:30. Thunder Road. No, what's the name of it? Friday Night Thunder.
Yeah.
Is on at 6, right?
6 to 6:30.
Yeah. And then John and Rod have the pregame show with a little help from you at the end. And then you, the voice of play-by-play of high school football, will be there for that, with just some help from a whole bunch, thousands of people. People don't understand how many people we really have on that game. Wow. It's amazing. I looked up the other day, and I go, gosh, we're like CBS. MTSU's at Nevada tomorrow. 2:30 airtime for that one, trying to get their first win of the year. Vanderbilt is at South Carolina. And Vanderbilt trying to remain undefeated. How many times have we said that? Tennessee hosts Georgia tomorrow. Big game between the Volunteers and the Bulldogs. And the Titans try to go for their first win as they host the Rams on Sunday. I look for them to have a pretty good game. I don't know that they'll win it, but I look for them to have a better game.
Well, I'm not on the bandwagon, but they certainly looked better in the loss to Denver. At times.
Yeah, Latham went down with an injury. That kind of hurt the offensive line a little bit when he went down. He was out for the rest of the game.
But that's still been their story.
Yeah.
You know, I think Cam Ward was sacked 6 times.
But before the half, that's crazy. Trying to pass the ball on the 1-yard line, just run the clock out. They got a touchdown out of that, you know. All right. Anyway, you have no comment, I take it. Okay.
No.
All right.
No, no, man.
We are sponsored, our show, by America's Thrift Stores. Big savings are coming to Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores, opening at 10:30 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. We're looking at October, I think. Offering up to 70% off name brand items. It's like a new store every day. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for details. I can't think of any better opening than I'll open in October. Weather's cooler. People looking for clothes. People looking for, you know, household items.
You know, in talking with the folks there, they tell me that October is like their Christmas.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
At thrift store.
Yeah.
A lot of people doing fall shopping. Halloween, huge for them. People looking for costumes and different things to decorate for Halloween and vintage things, but a lot of costumes.
Yeah. Maybe they could get some 70s outfits in there. I can go, you know, go as a 70s icon.
Yeah, get you a Bob Ross wig.
Bell bottoms and high heeled shoes.
What are they called? Platform shoes?
Yeah, platform shoes. I had those in the 70s.
I remember seeing
big bow tie were big.
A high school basketball coach that was an elementary basketball coach that wore those.
Really? Who's that?
Tommy Brown.
Oh, yeah, he did wear them, didn't he?
He wore those platform shoes.
Well, that's funny you would remember something like that, isn't it? We've got some deaths to talk about that's happened over the last few days. We'll probably do that in the next segment because one of them is a major league baseball player and a manager and a coach, and he did play for the Atlanta Braves for 2 years.
Really?
I'm going to let you think about that a minute, but I think he's 82, and he passed away. But we'll tell you about that in the next segment. I want to tell you we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Middle Tennessee Electric is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, What did I just say? Okay, we're powered by Milton City Electric.
Yes,
okay. Curious about electric vehicles? Well, MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. Visit driveev.com. And you can tune into your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting wgnsradio.com/listen. We have had some great weather. It is getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's Friday, and that means that the football game will be unbearably hot. As usual, and it'll be a cold front come through, and it'll be fine on Monday. That's the way it goes. 6:17, let's take a look at the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 59. Saturday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 91. Then lows head back down to 59 on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture
at a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all
at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it,
because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
This is Kirk Bug at Parks Auction Company. Thinking about downsizing? Don't miss this opportunity to buy a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-story condo in Forest Oaks 2. Some work needed, selling absolute to the highest bidder. Visit parksauction.com for details.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Packers defeated the Commanders 28-17. Jordan Love completed 19 of 31 passes for 292 yards and 2 touchdowns. Green Bay wide receiver Jaden Reed broke his collarbone. He's headed for injured reserve, but they do expect him back this season. Washington running back Austin Eckler went down on a non-contact injury. It is believed he suffered a torn Achilles. In baseball, it was a good day for Aaron Judge.
Pitch to Aaron, swinging a drive. Looks like he's done it again. Giddy up! Go! Into the bullpen again. Another home run for Aaron Judge, his second tonight. 46 on the season. It ties Joe DiMaggio, fourth place on the all-time Yankee franchise home run list.
Yankees Radio Network on the call. They outscored the Tigers 9-3. The Phillies beat the Mets 6-4. So now San Francisco and Cincinnati are 1.5 games back of the Mets for the final wildcard spot in the National League.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. I've got everything in on the first few minutes except the song of the day. So we're going to do that right now. Okay? This is September Songs. This one's from Willie Nelson.
reach September, when the autumn weather.
Oh, that's a beautiful song there. I can't think of anybody better to sing it to.
Well, this was actually a country rendition of a Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson song, portraying a couple growing old together.
Yeah, he did a whole album where he did old classics and turned them country. But it's pretty, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Oh, Willie.
Oh, the days roll down.
Neat. I like it.
To a precious few.
Oh, Willie's about 91 or something like that, isn't he?
I think that's right.
Wow. Still, he sits in a chair now.
Does he?
But he still does concerts. Amanda Akers is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being an encouragement and having such a bright outlook on everything. Amanda Akers is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, we send our congrats to Amanda on being today's Good Neighbor of the Day. I mean, quite the honor there. Get to tap that off with a bouquet of flowers from Ryan Flowers to remember that by. So thanks to Ryan Flowers and Jenny Harrison out there for helping us recognize folks in our community who just go the extra mile. You can send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those in to us. And don't forget, we're taking birthdays and anniversaries for today, the 12th, tomorrow, the 13th. So that's Friday, Saturday birthdays, 615-893-1450 for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Have you noticed the list that we've got of birthdays? It's like three rows of them.
Yeah, it is. It's going to take a while.
Yep.
Is that it? You're done?
I think so. Why don't we do a holiday today?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Always look for food holidays first. National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Mmm, that's good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's National Hug and High Five Day. So give a hug and a high five.
Boy, both of them?
I guess.
You'll get a high five from me, nothing else. Sorry.
I won't even get that. It's National Police Women Day. And Video Games Day.
Video Games Day.
Yeah.
All right, neat. That's our holiday for today. I did want to mention, I'm going to tell you who it is, the person that has passed away at 82. Dave Johnson. He was manager of the Washington Nationals for several years, played for the Baltimore Orioles in the 60s and early 70s, and in 71 he played for the Atlanta Braves. He was one of three people to hit 40 home runs on the same team. Can you name the other two? One was Davey Johnson.
Okay.
Hank Aaron and Darrell Evans all hit over 40 home runs in 1971.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. The Columbia Police Department and the Tennessee Highway Patrol are investigating a crash that led to the death of a 63-year-old woman Thursday morning. They're asking for help from the public to find the suspect. Just before 5 a.m. yesterday, Columbia Police responded to reports of a pedestrian in the road along Hitch Parkway near an apartment complex. Officers found Teresa Nelson at that scene. Authorities are asking anyone that may have been in the area to help provide information on what they may have seen. In West Tennessee, immigrant detainees have started arriving at a former prison that's been turned into a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Center. CoreCivic says they've begun receiving detainees at the West Tennessee facility in the town of Mason, located about 40 miles outside of Memphis. The prison was closed in 2021 after President Joe Biden ordered the U.S. Department of Justice to stop renewing contracts, with certain detention facilities. President Donald Trump reversed that order in January. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, Remembering World War II.
A year after severe weather caused the South Central Area Fair to cancel, the annual event is back on for its 102nd year. The Lewis County-based fair is designed to serve as a regional event, serving nearby counties that are not able to hold large-scale fairs of their own. Visitors have all weekend to enjoy the rides, games, and food in Hohenwald. Tickets start at about $20, and that includes rides. The South Central Area Fair is a sponsor of this newscast. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 627. We've got Good Neighbor Events coming up. Rewind is always on board. Another check of the forecast and our first look at traffic coming up in a few minutes. John and Brian with you on this Friday and looking forward to the weekend. Of course, we failed to mention the Prentice Alsop Heating Air Coach's Corner will be on Saturday morning.
It was a weird one last week.
Huh?
It was a weird show.
Why do you say that?
Well, some of the teams didn't play, and all the weather stuff. And
yeah, I thought it was a great show.
Oh, I liked it. It was not your typical Saturday morning.
Let's see. You get Siegel, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian School, I think, this week. Even though you did it last week, Middle Tennessee Christian. You're thinking about it. You did the middle, remember?
Yeah.
I do the middle.
Yes.
And I think that's the way it goes.
I can't remember.
He's still thinking in his head. You do the middle, then you do the last. Danny will do the front. I'll do the middle, and then the next week I'll do the other. Mm-hmm. I'll do the Siegel Eagleville thing. See, it's all in my head. I don't have as many things going through my head as you do, though.
Well, maybe.
I'm being serious. You've got so many things going on. It's hard to believe. Yeah. Okay. Time for a little entertainment news. Caitlin Clark. Well, this is really sports news, but she's big on entertainment.
Sure.
Is going to be out for the rest of the season with a groin injury. The fever season, they announced that. The rookie had hoped to return, but the timeline did not allow for a safe comeback. She expressed disappointment, but thanked fans for their support. Now, their season's not that long. You know, they have like 40 games, I think.
I thought she was already.
She did come back, but then she hurt her groin, the groin area.
Okay, so she was out before?
Yeah.
Okay.
The West Point Alumni Association's canceled an award ceremony for actor Tom Hanks, who was to receive the Sylvanus Thayer Award. Citing a need for the Academy to focus on preparing cadets, the cancellation sparked speculation about its link to political controversies or Hanks' support for the Biden administration. They have denied that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I think they're going to do something a little different, though, than actually do it the way they've been doing it. Okay. Angelina Jolie has a new film coming out, Couture, directed by Alice Winocur, highlighting its focus on female connection and sisterhood across diverse backgrounds. So that's coming up. The Braves sent another guy on assignment. They've put in like 400 pitchers have gone through, you know.
The end of the month can't get here quick enough for them.
Oh, gosh, I know it. Those 20 games look like 100 right now. Giorgio Armani passed away at 91. Now, he was Armani suits. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so did you ever have an Armani suit?
Oh, of course not.
They were a little bit.
That's not Leanna fashion.
No, that's not. And then one other thing I thought was interesting. They are having a lot of trouble in baseball with the fans about baseballs.
And I know.
In Philadelphia, they had a little run-in, and then they had another one at another place. And
The lady who did that in Philadelphia was an educator.
Yeah.
And she got fired.
Yeah.
She was an administrator.
Yeah. Can't go anywhere, can you?
I mean, you got to understand that there are cameras everywhere.
Yes, that is true. That is true. And that's a little entertainment news. Let's do some Today in History brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, here we go with Today in History. This is September 12th and 1624. The first submarine publicly tested in London. 1792, court-martial begins for instigators of the mutiny on the Bounty. In 1958, the U.S. Supreme Court orders the all-white Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas to integrate. 1959, Bonanza premieres on NBC. That was the coolest opening for a show. Just coming in riding on the horses. 1964, the film that started spaghetti western genre, A Fistful of Dollars, premieres. What do you think, punk? That's Clint Eastwood. That really made him a star.
I guess it did.
He went to Rawhide into that. And 1965, the 17th Emmy Awards, The Dick Van Dyke Show. I think he won an Emmy. Dick Van Dyke did as well. 1966, the Monkees premiere on NBC.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
1978, the situation comedy Taxi premieres on ABC. Starred Judd Hirsch, Jeff Conaway, Danny DeVito. In 1981, the Smurfs animated cartoon series by Hanna-Barbera, first broadcast in North America. Don't cry, Brian. I know this is close to your heart. And in 2011, Love on Top, the single released by Beyonce. 6:33 on the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind.
September 12th, 1959.
Maybe I've never been to heaven. Maybe I'm never going to get the chance.
The NBC debut of Bonanza.
But heaven is going to have to go some to beat the 1,000 square miles of the Ponderosa.
The Cartwrights road for 14 seasons.
As long as we keep it in Cartwright hands.
This date in 1970.
Josie and the Pussycats.
The CBS debut of the cartoon Josie and the Pussycats.
A groovy song, you're invited, come along.
And September 12th, 1989. The ABC debut of Life Goes On. It was the first TV series to feature a character and an actor with Down syndrome.
Sorry, Becca.
It ran four seasons.
I'm doing a different song.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, light winds, lows drop to 59. Saturday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 91, then lows head back down to 59 on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Good morning. Off to kind of a slow start out here as far as volume, but here we go. It's starting to pick up a little bit. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane 24 is just now starting to build a bit. Going westbound up through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up past Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. Steady flow of traffic coming up from the south right now as we check it out live. 65 northbound up through Spring Hill through that southern portion of Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, AmeriCare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pest
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
For almost 79 years, WGNS has been keeping you informed. We still do. Thanks for tuning in. We remember you, an Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregiver Support Group, and they meet at the Villages of Murfreesboro on the second Tuesday of each month. It is free. For more information, get in touch with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Would you like to volunteer for Greenhouse Ministries? You hear about them on the radio all the time. And Greenhouse Ministries offers a volunteer orientation session every Thursday morning at 10. Put this on your calendar. Habitat for Humanity's Hammer Down for Habitat Poker Run is not this Saturday, but it's a week away, Saturday, September 20th. Don't miss it. It's for vehicles and motorcycles. The Habitat for Humanity Hammer Down for Habitat Poker Run, Saturday, September 20th, starts at 8 o'clock that morning at the Habitat office at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market. It's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. So many people move here from out of town and they need to look for a new doctor. And it's very challenging to get a doctor because they don't always take Medicare. There's a long waiting list. So what Adams Place offers is called Blue Sky House Calls. A physician will see you. You can get health care that you need when you need it. They'll come anytime.
Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're sponsored, of course, by America's Thrift Stores. They're opening soon in October, and they're going to be located at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You can save up 70%.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad deal. I'm going to give you a lot of time today because I really cheated you yesterday. You pulled it through with the thumbs up, but I felt like I was a little unfair because I rushed you, and I like to give you all the time that you really need. You need at least 30 seconds, and I didn't give that to you. Maybe. You know,
somewhere around.
I mean, I think it was like 18, 17.
I can conform usually.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're good at conforming.
You know, I got a hammer lodged in my esophagus, and the doctors can't remove it.
Really?
Yeah, they say it's the worst case of sore throat they've ever seen.
You know, I'm going to give that a thumbs up, but
I didn't really like the joke, but I got to thinking about somebody having a hammer in their throat. And so I was relieved that you had an answer to that, yeah, you know?
It was a Thor throat.
Thor throat, yeah. Thumbs up, I guess. Here we go with more of the Wake Up Crew coming your way. It's 641 on here on WGNS.
CBS News Brief. New clues in the search for the gunman who assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Last night, the FBI released new surveillance images and video. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He raced across the top of the roof and then climbed down the side of the building and then proceeded to just walk next to a parking lot down onto the street.
Lawmakers in Washington boosting personal security after threats in the wake of Kirk's killing. Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who's running for governor of South Carolina, is backing off her schedule.
We will not be doing any public events anytime soon until we have a better handle on greater security controls.
In Brazil, celebrations in the streets after former President Jair Bolsonaro was sentenced to 27 years on a conviction of plotting to overthrow his country's government. CBS News Brief.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee continue to make national headlines following the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who is scheduled to speak locally next week. This week, Middle Tennessee State University terminated an employee over inappropriate and callous social media remarks made in response to Kirk's death. MTSU President Sidney McPhee confirmed the dismissal late Wednesday, saying that the employee held a position of trust with students and their comments undermined the university's values. The now former staff member, identified by MTSU sidelines and Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland as Laura Sash Lightsley, reportedly posted a comment stating, quote, "Looks like old Charlie spoke his fate into existence. Hate begets hate. Zero sympathy," end quote. Mayor McFarland, a former MTSU student government president, publicly supported the university's decision. Kirk, age 31, was killed on September the 10th while speaking at Utah Valley University. He had been scheduled to appear at World Outreach Church in Murfreesboro during the Culture and Christianity Conference on September 19th through the 20th. In a separate story highlighting progress in veteran care, the VA Tennessee Valley Healthcare System, which serves Rutherford County and surrounding areas, has earned a 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The CMS rating is based on metrics such as morality, safety of care, and patient experience. Executive Director Daniel Ducker credited recent improvements, including reduced ER wait times and better suicide risk screenings. Nationally, more than 90% of VA hospitals improved or maintained their 2024 ratings, with none receiving a 1-star score. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Big savings are on the way, Murfreesboro. America's Thrift Stores is opening its newest location at 1030 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. You'll love the clean, well-organized shopping experience. With thousands of new items added every single day, it really is a new store every day. Find up to 70% off main brand clothing, home goods, and more thanks to generous local donations. America's Thrift Stores, where it's a new store every day. For details, visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. My team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. We've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
This is Richard Parton, and I'd like to tell you about Adam's Place.
What have you enjoyed most?
The food. It's perfect. Well, the first 60 days that I was here, the only thing I ate was the filet, and that is still my favorite. That's really great. And you can just order what you'd like, and it's well prepared and delicious.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Ludley. A Bartlett police officer is recovering this morning after being shot during a drug investigation yesterday morning. The suspect in the case was killed by police, according to the TBI. Memphis police say the DEA and Bartlett police were serving a narcotics search warrant in a joint operation at a home on the 1700 block of Delwood Avenue. During that encounter, Bartlett police say the suspect was armed with a weapon and fired shots at officers. That's what officers say they returned gunfire, hitting that suspect. A Howard High School student is facing charges after the sheriff's office says he assaulted a student resource officer and made threats against the school. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office says the incident happened during a confrontation when the student tried to gain re-entry to a side door of the school. That was after officers say he had experienced earlier behavior issues and left the school property voluntarily. After being ordered to stop, the sheriff's department says the student assaulted the officer and then was taken into custody. More news in 30 seconds.
On September 27th, journey back in time at Remembering World War II in Linden, Tennessee. Witness powerful battle reenactments that recreate the front lines. Meet World War II veterans and listen to their unforgettable stories. Take a ride in classic military vehicles and sway to the sounds of authentic 1940s music. Join us in Linden, Tennessee, located just south of I-40 at exit 143. Be there, Remembering World War II.
An important milestone for Titans fans. Builders with a new Nissan Stadium in Nashville say they've reached the halfway point of construction. Leaders say ticket sales are going well with some availability remaining. Premium seating sold out quickly, and now remaining tickets are on sale mostly in the 400 level. Only six of the 130 suites remain available. The new stadium is scheduled to open for the 2027 season. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. It's 12 before 7. Where does the time go, Brian?
It just flies by.
It's almost like I look up, it's gone. I get here early, look up, gone. Then that second hour drags, though, man.
Oh, does it?
I just think it's so much involved in that second hour, so many different little segments that we have. That we have to do. Like, what are we watching? I have no idea. I don't know that I watched anything. I didn't have time to watch anything.
Well, we have things that we have to do here, like celebrity birthdays, this segment, for instance.
Oh, do you want me to go ahead and do that?
No.
No,
I'm just saying.
We do have quite a few, though, today. And we have a lot of local birthdays today.
I'm just saying that we have a lot of things that we do during the 6 o'clock hour that are also planned.
Yeah, I think that makes it speed, though, because we do have it all, it's kind of planned out, you know, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, we're a little bit more liberal, you know, we got a little time to do some other things. So I'm not saying your hour's bad. I'm part of the second hour too.
I know, you just don't like what we're watching.
Oh, why is that ingrained in stone, by the way? Why is that we have to do that? Well, I haven't watched anything this week. I've watched the Braves play crappy.
Why?
Because they're the Braves.
Okay.
That's what I do. I watch the Braves.
I thought you weren't going to watch them this year.
I have a network of people that I call during Braves games. Did you not know that?
You call them?
They call me. I call them. It's a network. It's a Braves fan club.
Wow.
Yeah. Bill's in it.
Mm.
Mr. Barrett's in it. I won't say his whole name because he may not want me to say that, but... Bill Hockenberry, me, we're just chit-chatting. My brother-in-law used to be in it, but he quit watching them, period. So, gave up on them. So,
I thought you had.
I would put you in it, but I know you're not watching them. You're kind of a fair weather fan. If they're like going not lights out, you go, oh yeah, I'm a Braves fan.
I'm not a fair weather plan fan. I hear them a lot.
Yeah, you do hear them a lot. Because your show, you're always on WGNS radio. I don't listen to it much on the radio anymore. I just don't watch it until I watch it after they win. I watch the game.
Oh, if so you haven't watched much.
Yes, I do. Here lately, I have. Since they've been so bad, the network of Braves people that I associate with.
So you do watch them when they lose then?
I have lately. Yeah. I'm trying to see the positive points. Trying to find some optimism in my, you know, in their putrid play.
So have you found some?
Uh-huh, I have. Got a rookie of the year, probably going to be the catcher. Found a couple of new pitching people. We don't have – our pitching's all sick, hurt. They're all hurt.
Yeah.
So once they all get healthy, I think they'll be right back. Acuna's in a slump right now.
Yeah.
So, but I think they've rushed – I don't know. He's had a lot of injuries. I don't think he'll ever be the player he was. You tear two ACLs like Chipper, you know, you lose that – Chipper was super fast when he came up, but after those two ACLs, he never was quite the – you know, he could steal bases or two every once in a while, but they thought he was going to steal 30, 40 bases a year.
Well, not after his injury.
No. He became a power hitter. He could do that too. Chipper was great. Let's not beat around the bush.
No, I agree with you
there. Okay, I'm going to do birthdays. Here we go. Here's today's birthdays. You're ready to do it. Go ahead.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, it's a good thing we started early. We've got a lot. Here we go. Henry Hudson, born in 1575, an English navigator and explorer. Hudson River, named after him. In 1888, Maurice Chevalier, French actor and singer.
Thank heaven. For little girls, thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do?
Oh boy, I don't know if you can play that anymore. 1913, Jesse Owens, American athlete, four-time Olympic gold winner. In 1931, George Jones, American country singer and songwriter.
Golden rain,
golden rings,
with one tiny little stone.
Oh, love to hear George on a Friday, don't you?
Yep, him and Tammy.
Yep. 1940, Linda Gray, American actress. She played Sue Ellen Ewing in Dallas. In 1944, Barry White, American singer.
Darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe.
He died in 2003. Paul Walker, 1973, American actor.
It's been a long day.
He died in 2013. He was in all the Fast and Furious films. 1974, Jennifer Nettles, American country singer, lead singer of Sugarland.
I've been begging you, baby, beg you not to leave. But
she has got that country sound, doesn't she?
Sure does.
And in 1988, I'll make that 86, Emmy Rossum, American actress and singer. She played the girl in Phantom of the Opera. Very good.
She was also in Shameless.
That's right. She was really good in that, too.
Yeah.
Didn't know she was that good actress.
I didn't
either. She was really good. All right, here are the birthdays today. Travis Holland, Mary Beth Sanchez, Mark Bigford, Samuel Rodriguez, Pam Greenback, Paul Pinkerton, Nick Williamson, Miranda Brown, and Amy McConnell. Tomorrow, Terrence Lyons, Morgan Potts, Kimberly Rose, Jennifer Alsop, Amanda Hudson, Brooke Templeton, Donna Scott Davenport, Jason Green, Valerie Lyons, Angel McLeod, and Vicky Punchard.
Those are the names we have for today and tomorrow. You can add to the list simply by calling or texting 615-893-1450. You got about, until 7:30 to get those into us now.
Take a look at our final look. It's the weather coming up 6:55 on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 59. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 91. Then lows head back down to 59 on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. Starting to get a little bit heavier here in the last few minutes. Right on schedule, actually, up through the Antioch area. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's also on the increase down through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 headed on in and through Hermitage. Radar, well, we've seen a lot of that already this morning in parts of Middle Tennessee. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
Let's see, 6 seasons on TV, 3 movies, and all the zingers in between.
I think she's splendid.
I think she's cracked.
The iconic Dame Maggie Smith, we miss her. Downton Abbey, the grand finale is out, and it lives up to the title.
It's always nice to come to one's second home.
The Earl of Grantham, Hugh Bonneville, told me everyone gets to shine, thanks to Downton's writer, producer, and creator, Julian Fellows.
You can often read scripts and the parts are interchangeable, or the character names are interchangeable. They're not in this. Each of them has a three-dimensional life, and that's all credit to Julian's imagination and this properly inhabited world, this fictional world that he's created.
Long live Downton Abbey. Amen to that.
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, welcome back. And goodbye. No, well, you know.
Hello, goodbye.
We're going to go. Hey, good news.
What's
Amanda
that?
Akers. She's going to be the good neighbor of the day today for being an encouragement and having such a bright outlook in everything. Amanda Akers is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They've been with us for a billion years.
Well, before Bart bought the station, they were doing it.
I mean, that's amazing.
It is.
No, and they know us. They know who we are, and they still are sponsors.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the family over there and, of course, News Radio WGNS.
Well, you can send in your good neighbors easily. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor gets them in as well. You can throw them in the mail. Call Melissa later on. She'll take it probably after lunchtime or so. And let us know who is a good neighbor of the day. Birthdays, too. Get those in real quick. The Wake Up Crew is brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They're going to open real soon on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Going to have 70% off name brand items, like a new store every day at America's Thrift. We're excited about them coming to the borough.
All right. Coming up is news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Manhunt intensifies in Kirk assassination.
It's challenging. He's wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap. Part of his face is obscured.
The Colorado school shooter.
He was radicalized by some extremist network.
questions about Jeffrey Epstein.
Senate Democrats want to hear from the head of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, pressure mounts on the FBI as it tries to find the person of interest it's identified in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Here's CBS News correspondent Carter Evans.
Investigators released surveillance video Thursday night showing the man they say shot and killed Charlie Kirk running across the roof of Utah Valley University's Losee Center after the shooting, dropping to the ground below and fleeing the scene through a campus parking lot.
As he did that, he left some palm impressions. There's some smudges, some places we're looking to collect DNA. There's a shoe imprint where we believe the suspect is clearly identified as wearing Converse tennis shoes.
The FBI also posted enhanced images of the shooter wearing a black T-shirt with an American flag and eagle on it, dark jeans, a baseball cap with a triangle logo, sunglasses, a backpack, and that pair of Converse.
We want to make sure that they get as much attention as possible so that we can get help from the public in tracking down this evil human being.
As investigators scoured the area Thursday, public safety officials say they had found what they believe to be the assassin's high-powered bolt-action rifle in the woods nearby.
CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang has more on the reaction to Kirk's murder.
President Trump honored his friend, Charlie Kirk.
Charlie was a giant of his generation, a champion of liberty, and an inspiration to millions and millions of people.
The president also spoke about Kirk's killer.
He's an animal, total animal, and hopefully they'll have him and they'll get him. What he did is disgraceful.
Vice President Vance, who had a close relationship with Kirk, flew to Utah yesterday to visit with Kirk's family and to escort the casket on Air Force Two to Phoenix. Kirk's assassination has had a profound impact on young conservatives.
This wasn't just an attack on Charlie. This was an attack on freedom of speech.
We need to keep having these discussions. We need to keep allowing controversial opinions. And we need to always, always remember we're all Americans at the end of the day.
Now to Annapolis, Maryland, where there was concern after word of suspicious activity and perhaps an active shooter at the U.S. Naval Academy.
Absolutely terrifying. You're thinking, oh my gosh, I know students there. I know staff there.
The school was put on lockdown. Reports say the threat was traced to a laptop belonging to a midshipman who had left the academy. The campus lockdown was lifted, but one person was injured by gunfire during the security sweep. We're learning more about the teenage gunman who wounded two students at a high school outside Denver.
Jackie Kelly with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office identified the suspect.
His name is Desmond Hawley. He's 16 years old.
She says he used a handgun during the attack.
He would fire and reload, fire and reload, fire and reload. This went on and on.
While they don't have a motive yet,
based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect, he was radicalized by some extremist network.
Two students who were shot remain in the hospital. The suspect died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
In Florida, opening statements in the trial of Ryan Ruth, accused of trying to assassinate President Trump last year. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says Ruth, representing himself, made his case in bizarre fashion.
At one point, he almost began crying while talking about a tractor. He was very poetically talking about a lot of different objects. But it was when he said, so no, this case means absolutely nothing, that the prosecution objected, and she finally just ended his opening statement. Partway through, she had stopped him, tried to put him back on track, and told him he couldn't make a mockery of this courthouse.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Senate Democrats want executives from J.P. Morgan Chase to testify about their ties to Jeffrey Epstein, as we hear from CBS's Michael Wallace.
The Democrats want to know why the bank kept Epstein as a client for 15 years and what they knew about his crimes. The Wall Street Journal reports the sex offender had dozens of accounts at J.P. Morgan and communicated often with its executives. The bank says it was a mistake to have any association with Epstein, and it fired him as a client in 2013, 6 years before he was arrested on sex trafficking charges. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says he never met Epstein.
The Trump administration's asking an appeals court for an emergency ruling to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors ahead of a Fed policy meeting next week.
The request seeks action by Monday so that Lisa Cook cannot participate in the rate-setting vote, this meeting being set for September 16th to 17th.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson, President Trump moved to fire Cook but was blocked by a federal judge earlier this week. A panel of Brazilian Supreme Court justices has sentenced former President Jair Bolsonaro to 27 years and 3 months in prison. He was convicted of attempting a coup to remain in office despite his 2022 election defeat. Bolsonaro is under house arrest. He can appeal the sentence. Harvard University says it started getting word that many federal research grants halted by the Trump administration will be reinstated after a federal judge ruled the cuts were illegal. But it's not clear if money will arrive before the government appeals the judge's decision. This reaction on campus.
With the funding that's coming back, I think it's going to a great place. These students are so dedicated to their work.
A federal judge has issued a nationwide block on a Trump administration directive that prevented children here illegally from enrolling in Head Start, the federally funded preschool program. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The court found that, in fact, the proper procedures were not used to stop this, and it's not clear under the currently written law that, in fact, these immigrants should not have access to Head Start.
The New York Times reports nearly $10 million worth of birth control pills and other contraceptives destined for people in low-income countries have been destroyed at the direction of the Trump administration. They'd been purchased by the United States Agency for International Development before it was dismantled earlier this year and had been stuck in a warehouse in Belgium for months. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Hey there. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. As we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning, we need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 59. Saturday, lots more sunshine, highs approach 91, then lows head back down to 59 on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. Starting to slow down pretty good. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. All that traffic making its way southbound on 65 coming through Madison at the moment. It's loading up with more volume on Vietnam Vents westbound as you pass Gallatin Pike coming through Hendersonville, headed towards Davidson County there on Vietnam Vents. Also busy 65 up through Brentwood and Franklin. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car and truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Kirk Bug at Parks Auction Company. Thinking about downsizing? Don't miss this opportunity to buy a three-bedroom, two-bath, one-story condo in Forest Oaks 2. Some work needed, selling absolute to the highest bidder. Visit parksauction.com for details.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. It is episode 1741 of the Wake Up Crew. I'm going to tell you about the big sports weekend we have here on WGNS coming up here in just a few moments. It is September 12th, but best of all, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Time to freak, been working real hard, losing sleep, collect my pay, time to play, let's all say, hey,
it's Friday.
Nothing like a Friday.
Friday.
Get you going. Friday's just another day now, days, isn't it, John?
Yes. Could be the worst day of the week, really.
Really?
There's nothing to look forward to. Oh, wait a minute. Working with you for like 5 hours. How many was it last week? 7, 8 hours? At one
six,
stretch?
I think. But yeah.
And, you know, half of the time you're in a bad mood and, you know, half the time you don't talk to us. And so, you know, well, great times, fun times. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be at Rockvale tonight.
That should be good.
Dewart's Creek, Rockvale, at the Rock.
No rain.
Yeah, looking good. Hot, but that's all right.
Oh, no, that's not all right. I mean, they have air conditioners.
They do.
Yeah. It's just that sun coming down. It really...
Looking into the sun a little bit.
Their concession stand is close by.
That's true. Bathrooms and such.
Yeah.
So you'll catch coverage on WGNS and Big G TV of that tomorrow morning. Prentice also Peating and Air Coach's Corner. And then tomorrow afternoon, the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders at Nevada. 2:30 pregame. So that would be a 4 o'clock kickoff. Vanderbilt's at South Carolina. Tennessee hosts Georgia as well tomorrow. And the Titans and Rams on Sunday in Nash Vegas. So that's what's
football
coming
time
up
in Tennessee.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Big sports weekend. So so I don't forget, and I'll finally remember here today. It's been a while since I've done our song of the day at 7-Eleven, or in the 7-Eleven segment, as we call it.
You don't ever forget that either.
I do. It's been all week for some reason. But here is, as we continue our look at September songs, one from Willie Nelson.
When you reach September morn.
September song.
When the autumn weather.
It was a kind of a classic song that he turned into country, and you said he did a whole album of that kind of thing.
I think so.
One hasn't got time.
So there it is. September song here on our Song of the Day.
For the waiting game.
How about that? So this is called Clean Out My Folder Day.
Oh, no.
So we've got a few little things here.
Listen, you do this on days that Dalton's here.
Why is that?
Well, it's because I have to sit here and listen to all of it.
This is very interesting.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
This one is interesting. A woman in Ohio found a clever way to get back at the dealership that repossessed her car, even though she was approved for a loan. Tia McQuarrie says the Kia dealership was wrong, so she explored her legal options. And she discovered that Taylor Kia of Lima, so this was in Ohio, that was never registered. They never registered the name Taylor Kia of Lima.
Oh.
So she did, in her name, registered that name of the business. And then she sent them a cease and desist letter saying that she owned the name and they didn't have her permission to use it.
Oh, wow.
So now it's headed to court, the repossession and then this naming thing.
I have a question about repossession. I've never had my car repossessed. What are the effects of that? They take your car. You don't have to make the payments anymore, though, right? If they take the car back?
Correct.
Okay, so what's the worst thing that could happen? Your credit rating?
It tanks.
Yeah, okay.
So you're not going to be able to get another car, probably. Yeah. Unless it's one of those pay cash and drive it off the lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what it was.
Yeah. It's an interesting business. There are a lot that do these repo shows.
Yeah. You get probably a pretty nice car out of those.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know that I'd want to fool with all that.
But then the guys who go out and do the repossession and stuff, there's some crazy videos that are out there.
Yeah.
Where, you know, people will try to get the car back. Saw one just the other day where this guy had an axe. He came out and he was trying to cut the cables and stuff to the trailer that was hauling the car away. I mean, it's just...
Well, they send somebody out to do that, though, don't they? I mean,
And sometimes you don't know.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's people running out of their house saying, you know, I paid it, and this kind of thing.
Well, they know whether they paid it or not.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, have you seen an increase in spiders?
Not necessarily, but I'm sure there may be.
I've seen more at my house this year than I remember. And, boy, they build those webs quick.
Yeah, they do that.
In my carport, there's one, and it's almost every day that I walk out and I go to put my backpack in the back seat, I run into a spider web.
Wow.
It's like every day, and I can't find the fella. But apparently...
They take a blow... No.
Yeah.
Just knock them down.
Well, and in my leaf blower, because it has a battery, but I charge the battery, there's a spider that's built a nest in the leaf blower where you put the battery in. It's crazy. Mm. But apparently there have been... more calls to exterminators about spiders, and it's because of our weather, I think, this past, because I know it's been dry here lately, but we had a very wet spring. Yes. And so I think the wet spring caused many things, and a lot of that was spiders. So watch out for the spiders out there. Get the exterminators to come out, they'll help out with that. So there you go. Okay, sports news coming up, then it's what we're watching.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Packers defeated the Commanders 28-17. Jordan Love completed 19 of 31 passes for 292 yards and two touchdowns. Green Bay wide receiver Jaden Reed broke his collarbone. He's headed for injured reserve, but they do expect him back this season. Washington running back Austin Eckler went down on a non-contact injury. It is believed he suffered a torn Achilles. In baseball, it was a good day for Aaron Judge.
Pitch to Aaron, swinging a drive. Looks like he's done it again. Giddy up! Gone! Into the bullpen again. Another home run for Aaron Judge, his second tonight. 46 on the season. It ties Joe DiMaggio, fourth place
on the all-time Yankee franchise home run list.
Yankees Radio Network on the call. They outscored the Tigers 9-3. The Phillies beat the Mets 6-4. So now San Francisco and Cincinnati are 1.5 games back of the Mets for the final wild card spot in the National League.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The live racing meet for 2025 is now in the books, and the Thoroughbred Racing Game is building towards the Breeders' Cup. The Cup will be contested at Del Mar on October 31st and November 1st this year. The place to play these world championships is Kentucky Downs. Featuring over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, live entertainment, and Breeders' Cup wagering, this entertainment destination is located just 30 minutes north of Nashville. For more information, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, September 13th, come on, let's go. We're headed to the iconic Churchill Downs. Race 6 is the Grade 3 Pocahontas. 7 2-year-old fillies going a mile on the main track. This starts the road to the Kentucky Oaks. We like the number 5, Taken by the Wind. Daughter of Rock Your World is trained by Kenny McPeak. She won on debut. She's looking for 2 in a row here. Race 7 is the Grade 2 Locust Grove. 6 3-year-old fillies and up, going a mile and 16th on the dirt. The number 2, Alpine Prince, is our top pick. She only has 1 win in 6 starts this year, but she has finished in the top 3 5 times for trainer Brad Cox. Race 8 is the Grade 3 Iroquois, 1 mile on the main track. 2-year-old colts kicking off the road to the Kentucky Derby. You got a 10-horse field. Let Mean Superfecta. The number 5, Spice Runner, is our top pick, son of Gunrunner. We also like the number 3, No More Sense, son of Golden Sense. The number 6, Shake and Rattle, son of Rock Your World. And the number 7, Comport, son of Collected. Race 9, the Open Mind Stakes. You got fillies and mares 3 and up, going 6.5 furlongs on the main track. The number 5, Minx Palace, is our top pick. She has 4 career wins. They're all at Churchill Downs. Race 10 is the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. 6 furlongs on the main track, 3-year-olds and up. A stacked 11-horse field. We like the number 1, World Record. Insanely fast. He's been in the top 3, 9 of 10 career starts. Put him in an exact with the number 2, Roll On Big Joe. 4 wins and 6 starts this year. Gotta hunt, bet a bunch, back a horse, and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. We'll be opening up very soon out on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in the old Mercury Plaza, where Bargain Hunt used to be. And for those of you who've been here for a while, Roses, that's where you'll find their new store. Working on getting that ready to open up here soon. 70% off name brand items out there. And going to have a great store. Clean, well kept. I think you're going to enjoy it. So we'll give you an inside look at that a bit later on as well. But right now, time to give you an inside look on what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
So, what are we watching? John admitted earlier he's been watching The Brave some.
Yeah, there is one thing I want to watch is the Charlie Sheen documentary.
Yeah.
Because I want to see how he messed up his whole life.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was rough.
I think he's having financial problems. I think that's part of the documentary, you know. I mean, but to have it all and then just blow it. I mean, he had a couple of shows after that, but, you know. That show probably would he would have gone on. What it stayed on 4 more years, didn't it?
After
he left, look at all the money he would have made. Just squandered it.
2.5 men
has HIV as a result of drug use, and he's sober now, completely sober. 8 years now, but he's 60. He wants to get back together and do that show again.
Really,
I just don't know that it would work. They both aged, you know.
Well, they also killed him off.
Yeah, well, they can bring him back. I mean, well, there'll be some reason.
He just disappeared
or
something.
That wasn't Charlie, really, or whatever. But they...
I wonder if John Cryer would want to come back.
I don't think he... I don't know. You never say never, I guess. But I just...
John Cryer's gone on to do some things.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's a good idea. But I'd watch the first show.
Oh, sure.
You know, so maybe that's what they're thinking.
See what happened.
Yeah.
All right. So.
That's it for me, buddy.
That's it?
It's all you.
So, I watched last weekend,
I really kind of got into it. I had it, and I watched like half of an episode, and I left it for a long time. But it picked back up, so I finished watching it. It's on Apple TV. Taron Egerton in Smoke. And the Smollett lady, who's the actress. I can't remember her first
name.
Maybe that's right. Yeah. She was in that. He was played an arson investigator that was also a serial arsonist.
Wow.
And there were two arsonists at the same time going on in this place. And it's like 8 episodes. It was really good once you get rolling. A lot of those shows are like that. But if you don't hook me in the first half of the first show,
yeah,
I might leave you, not come back.
You know, I watched The Match Game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Believe it or not, I thought it was better with Alec Baldwin. But
I watched like half of one.
He's a little silly. Martin's a little silly for it. But, I mean, he's funny. But their questions are so stupid now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know how you could match them.
Gene Rayburn was witty, but he wasn't silly.
No. No. You know,
he was like the perfect host for that.
Yeah. And I just don't. And have you seen the show where the balls come down and knock the people out into the water? I forgot the name of the show, but you answer uh-huh. questions and there's families against each other
mm-hmm.
and you have to stand there. And if you get the wrong answer, you get to pick out of 5, you know, one of them is the answer. And then the ball comes floating down and they knock them into the water, into a pond of water. They've got a lifeguard down there that, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
The guy that used to be on Saturday Night Live did all the impressions. He's the host of that. So, but those are two shows. I mean, I could live without them. You know, I do really do like Friends being on at 2 o'clock on Channel 2, though. I just want to say that I never get tired of that show. I never ever. It's my ranch.
Oh well, yeah. I probably need to start watching that again.
But it's
I did twice. But and this is something that's really exciting, John. That I watched. I mean, really exciting. You're going to be thrilled to hear that I watched. It was it was about a 2-hour portion of the National Weather Service National Conference.
Oh man, we're out of time. We're not going to be able to talk about that, Brian.
But for the first time, they brought in some of these weather streamers, you know, because there's been kind of a, not a war, but you have weather streamers and you have traditional broadcast meteorologists. And I mean, there's a space where you're going to have to all get together. And the whole goal is to, you know, give people weather information wherever they're at. So it was pretty interesting.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah. A guy on the panel was from Nashville, actually.
Really?
With Nash Severe Weather. Yeah. Pretty interesting.
It's a TAB Award winner, Rutherford Weather.
Well, yeah. All right. That is what we're watching here on the Wake Up Crew at 7:28.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer. Talk a little livestock and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Episode 1741 of The Wake Up Crew, 7:30 on our show that's brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
And today's birthdays: Travis Holland, Mary Beth Sanchez, Mark Bigford, Samuel Rodriguez, Pam Greenback, Paula Pinkerton, Nick Williamson, Miranda Brown, and Amy McConnell. Tomorrow we celebrate Terrence Lyons, Morgan Potts, Kimberly Rose, Jennifer Alsop, Amanda Hudson, Brooke Templeton, Donna Scott Davenport, Jason Green, Valerie Lyons, Angel McLeod, and Vicky Punchard.
Wow, what a list that we had even coming into the morning. And if you want to add to that list, you've got a minute to get that in. Call, text 615-893-1450. Last call for birthdays this morning on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, opening up a big, big store on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard soon here in the borough. You're going to love it, like a new store every day, clean as a whistle at America's Thrift.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 59. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 91. Then lows head back down to 59 on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Good morning. We got a couple of accidents out here. Here's what we're seeing. Heavier traffic, 65 south here at Trinity Lane, working your way down through Madison. It's also picked up quite a bit, actually, on Vietnam Vets westbound, approaching Conference Drive there, coming through Hendersonville, Sumner County, as it continues to build. 24 in from Murfreesboro right now, through the Antioch area on 24 going westbound. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro is mourning the loss of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was scheduled to speak at World Outreach Church on September 19th through the 20th as part of the Culture and Christianity Conference. Kirk, the 31-year-old founder of Turning Point USA, was fatally shot while speaking at Utah Valley University on September the 10th. Known for engaging college audiences in open debates around conservative values, Kirk scheduled an appearance in Murfreesboro and was set to be a central component of the two-day conference. World Outreach Church pastor Alan Jackson reacted to the tragedy on X, describing Kirk as a bold truth-teller, brother in Christ, and friend. Jackson added, "His voice has been tragically silenced, but God's truth will never be silenced." In an unrelated but serious matter, a man accused of plotting a drone attack on Nashville's energy infrastructure was arrested by the FBI before the plan could be executed. According to federal officials, the suspect, identified as Philippi, spent months preparing for what he believed would be a devastating strike. Court documents show that he surveilled a substation, discussed explosives with undercover agents, and powered up a drone outfitted with a device before being arrested near the target site in November of 2024. He expressed white supremacist views and researched prior attacks on substations, now faces life in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. His sentencing is set for January the 8th, 2026. The FBI's Nashville field office and U.S. prosecutors emphasized the importance of protecting critical infrastructure and public safety across Middle Tennessee. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays, and if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. And right now, we are going to have some fun with trivia this morning. John, get ready. We're going to tackle Elvis trivia today.
Oh, boy.
So here we go.
So you're going to think I know all of these, and I won't know hardly any of them.
Well, the first one, I think you're going to be all right. What is Elvis's middle name? Is it Michael? Is it Aaron or is it Aaron?
Hey, Ron, that reminds me of that.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. What was it? What's the name again? Sorry.
Michael, Aaron, or Aaron?
Aaron.
Aaron is correct.
Hey, Aaron.
How many weeks was Don't Be Cruel, Hound Dog the number one selling album? 8, 10, 11, or 365?
Weeks?
Is that yes.
It
would be a stab in the dark for me, but
365, that would be all year.
Yeah,
that's not 11 maybe.
All right, let's see. That is the correct answer.
Well, that was a guess, so
yeah. Who sang the hit song Oliver's Army? Was it David Bowie, Oliver Twist, Elton John, or Elvis Costello? Why is this in Elvis trivia?
Skip it. Find out what the answer is.
Maybe it's because it's Elvis Costello, and that's right. Yeah, I guess.
Elvis trivia, yeah.
Yeah. In what year did Elvis record his first comeback special? Was it... One of them is always so ridiculous. 1800. I'm not even...
Yeah.
But, was it 67, 68, or 1972?
It would be the 68 comeback special.
That is correct. Elvis's daughter Lisa Marie married what pop star? Prince, Homer Simpson, Michael Jackson, or Justin Timberlake?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. 1994. What color did Elvis dye his hair? Green, black, dark brown, or brown?
Well, it was brown, but he dyed it to black.
Okay. That is correct. Why did he do that, I wonder? It says to make it more striking and a dramatic look. Let's see.
He dyed it all those years. Isn't that weird?
What's that?
He dyed it all those years.
Yeah.
You know.
How old was Elvis when he got his first number one Billboard song, making him the youngest at that point in time? Was he 5, 21, 22, or 25?
Pure guess. His first hit, you mean?
This says his first number one Billboard song, making him the youngest at that point in time.
I don't know. Maybe 21. I think it's the other one, though.
It is 21.
Oh.
Heartbreak Hotel, 1956. What color was Elvis's eyes? Green, blue, hazel, or gray?
Ooh. I don't have a clue. I don't know. It's not, I never wondered that.
Let's go with hazel.
I think hazel would probably be.
No. Unfortunately.
Green.
Blue.
Oh.
A lot of the stuff is in black and white, so you just never know.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I never did. I've never have bothered to look.
Look, okay. Yeah. Elvis had 24 consecutive hits that hit the top five, starting with Heartbreak Hotel and ending in 1962 with which song? Is it Good Luck Charm, Return to Sender, Jailhouse Rock, or Can't Help Falling in Love?
1962.
Yes.
Oh, they're all around that time.
That's a pretty hard question.
Return to Sender, maybe?
Let's see. That is correct.
Wow. This is harder than I thought.
What band is the only one that beat Elvis's record for most number one hits? Was it the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, or the Monkees?
Oh, I'm going to have to say the Beatles. I don't know if that's right or not.
That's what I would guess. And that is correct. The Beatles hold the record for most number one hits, surpassing Elvis. So there you go. A little Elvis trivia
here. We missed one.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adam's Place. Okay, well, because of the desserts, it's very important to go to exercise. They have water aerobics at the pool. They have yoga classes, yoga, stretch, and balance, which is pretty important for all of us at any age.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adam's Place and discover living a dream in your senior years on Memorial across from Walmart. 615-904-9111.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, wrapping things up here on a Friday on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and saying good morning to Amanda Akers, the good neighbor of the day today, for being an encouragement and also having a bright outlook on everything. Amanda Akers is the good neighbor of the day from WGNS and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. So you're saying, how do you get in a good neighbor? Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor will get it to us here as well. Here at the Big G, WGNS, and we'll take care of it from there once you get it to us. So text neighbor to our number or to go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get it here. And you can even call later on if you want to throw it in the mail, 306 South Church Street, Murfreesboro, 37130. The Wake Up Crew and WGNS, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric through Sharing Change. MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Learn more at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, John, I got a hammer lodged in my esophagus and the doctors can't remove it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they say it's the worst case of sore throat they've seen in a long time.
Replay.
Thumbs up till Dalton gets back.
Until Dalton gets back, and then you gang up on me.
I do not necessarily know.
I'm not necessarily. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay, do you want thumbs down for this one today?
Oh, now a threat. It's all
no,
here.
Not a threat, a promise.
Oh, a promise. Okay. All right. Well, what are some of the things that we learned today?
Well, I learned that you spent your time watching 2 hours of weather. That was interesting, I thought.
It was an interesting conference.
Oh, yeah,
it was sure. Like I was there.
Oh. Is it just guys talking?
Well, there was a panel of different meteorologists.
Really?
Yeah. They had it in Huntsville.
God love you. That's
talking about the industry and all the changes that are going on.
Yeah.
It was fun, Braves man. You and your fan club you've got, apparently.
Oh, me. Well, after you said that, I can't remember anything else we talked about. Oh, Dave Johnson passed away, and Giorgio Armani, they passed away.
I'm sure you've had an Armani suit before.
No, I have not. J.C. Penney's about the biggest name I've pulled a suit out with. And you had something. Oh, you cleared out your thing. Talked about spiders.
Oh, I only got to two things. Yeah.
Talked about spiders.
And the lady who had her car repoed got back at the company.
Yeah. Why don't you just dedicate a whole day to get rid of all your stuff?
Oh, it'll take more than a day.
Well, that's two shows. I'll even give you time at the 6 o'clock hour.
Or maybe
if you
three.
Need it.
Yeah.
You do a lot more research than I do.
Well, I see things of interest and I think, and then we never have time to get to it, especially Monday through Wednesday.
Well, I have a segment called Brian's Mailbag. There you go.
Brian's Mailbag. It sounds fun, doesn't it?
No, I think so. I think it'll be great.
Does it sound as fun as watching 2 hours of weather conference?
No, that's sad. Really, that's kind of sad. Yeah, I just can't believe a guy would do that. But
Braves fan club.
Hey, at least I've got more people than one.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know about you. Have a weather fan club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure people call in now and start yelling at me about stuff.
Look at what you've started.
Yeah. See, they go, how dare you criticize Rutherford Weather?
I didn't criticize
Rutherford Weather. I criticized the person in charge of Rutherford Weather.
Why would you do that?
There's a difference. It's going to be hot tonight, the ball game.
Yes, we'll be at Rockvale tonight. Stewart's Creek, Rockvale on WGNS and Big G TV. Middle Tennessee tomorrow. Coach's show in the morning, so hope you'll join us for that. And we get out of here with September. Willie Nelson, the September song. Song of the day. Have a good one. We'll see you back here, tonight or in the morning or Monday if we don't see you here on the Wake Up Crew.
Turn leaves to flame. One hasn't got time.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 89 degrees. Winds northeast around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, light winds. Lows drop to 59. Saturday, lots more sunshine. Highs approach 91. Then lows head back down to 59 on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 61.
Want something different for lunch? Then try the Alley on Main on West Main Street next to Concert Productions. Go for the 16-ounce T-bone steak. The steak is awesome. Impress your boss and order.